On today's Mentally Stronger Friday Fix, you give somebody power over your life when you're replaying their rude behavior, or you're rehashing something that they already said, or maybe thinking about all the things you wish you had said. The worst is when you wake up at 3 a.m. and you're thinking about that person that you don't like. The more time you spend thinking about them, the more power you give them over your life. Welcome to Mentally Stronger. I'm Amy Morin, a psychotherapist, mental strength trainer, and an international best-selling author of 5, soon to be 6, books on mental strength. You're listening to the Friday Fix Edition. Every Friday, I share a quick mental strength strategy that can fix the thoughts, feelings, and actions that can hold you back in life. And the fun part is, we record it all from a sailboat in the Florida Keys. Make sure to subscribe to our show so you can get mental strength tips delivered to you every single week. Now, let's dive into today's episode. Today, I'm talking about how to recognize when you're giving negative people too much power over your life and how to take back your power. In my book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, that is the chapter that people want to talk about most often. People often say, I'm struggling so much because I'm giving power to people I don't want to give power to. If somebody asked you, who would you want to take up the most room in your life? The positive people who are working hard to make the world better, or the mean people who tear people down? I know you'd say the positive people. But the strange thing is that we often give the negative people way too much power over our time, our thoughts, our emotions, and our energy. It's something that all of us have done, if we're honest. We talk about the one person who annoys us rather than the two people whose company we actually enjoy. Or we waste more time dreading the person we don't want to see at a family gathering rather than thinking about how excited we are to see somebody else. Sometimes we call these people energy vampires, and they'll take as much from us as we're willing to give. I know there are lots of people out there who will say, well, just cut the toxic people out of your life. But just because you don't enjoy somebody's behavior doesn't necessarily mean that that person is toxic. Certainly, it's not that easy to just cut people out of your life either. If you want to keep your job, you can't cut your boss out of your life. Or if you want to stay in your relationship, you might have to learn to live with your partner's ex because they're still co-parenting. So let's talk about 5 warning signs that you're letting a negative person take up too much space in your life, and then we'll discuss what to do about it. Warning sign number 1, you think about them when they're not around, and you don't want to think about them. You give somebody power over your mind when you're replaying their rude behavior, or you're rehashing the things that they said, and probably thinking about all the things that you wish you had said. Nobody wants to wake up at 3 a.m. thinking about that person, but we've done that sometimes. You get somebody's behavior or their attitude or something about them just stuck in your head. The more time that you spend thinking about them, the more power you give them. So take notice, when you dread seeing somebody for 3 days, you give them even more of your mental real estate. But it's common for that to happen. Warning sign number 2, you talk about them a lot. Think about somebody who you complain about. Might be a coworker, a family member, or even a friend. You might have bought into the idea that venting releases pent-up anger and frustration. But actually, that's not the case. Venting actually adds fuel to the fire. There's research behind this. There was a study from 2002 published in the Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin. It found that the more people thought about and talked about people's behavior who upset them, the more frustrated and aggressive they actually became. The people who distracted themselves with other activities became calmer and more relaxed. So we need to get rid of this myth that we're like a pressure cooker and that we're going to explode if we don't get our frustrations out. It's actually quite the contrary. The more you keep rehashing the things that upset you, the more likely you are to stay stuck in a negative spot. So not only does complaining, meaning that you give that person more of your time, it also means you give that negative person power over your mood and power over what you're thinking about. So yes, emotional processing can be healthy, but that's when you're really sorting out your feelings. Instead of saying to your partner, my boss is a jerk, you might say, I had some trouble managing my frustration today. Problem solving is also helpful, but dwelling on the fact that you're powerless isn't. Here's the difference. If you say, I'm going to set boundaries with my sister about how often I talk to her, that's helpful. But it's not helpful to just complain that your sister calls you too much and then to complain about how awful things are because you have to listen to your sister all the time. Warning sign number 3, you give someone the power to control your emotions. Feeling frustrated or angry because somebody else's behavior is inappropriate is completely normal. But what's not normal is when you feel like that person has absolute control over how you feel. If a negative person upsets you for hours, you give that person a whole bunch of your time and your energy. Or if you get so nervous thinking about the fact that you're going to see somebody that you can't concentrate all day, you give that person even more power over your life. And now a quick word from our sponsor. Brainstorm. What's something that works so well that it's basically magic? Air conditioning? Noise-canceling headphones? Meeting-free Fridays? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the did we just hit $1 million stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mentallystronger, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/mentallystronger now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/mentallystronger. Warning sign number 4, you allow them to limit your life. Saying things like, my family holiday party's ruined every year because my sister-in-law has to be the center of attention. Or, I'll never enjoy my job as long as my boss is here, means that you're giving somebody else the power to limit your life. And sometimes those catastrophic predictions that we have actually turn into self-fulfilling prophecies. If you decide, okay, I'll never be happy as long as I have to work alongside this specific coworker, I bet you'll make that true. Don't get me wrong, though, because I think sometimes people get this a little bit backwards. There are times when it's smart to manage your behavior. Let's say you have a neighbor who yells at you and swears at you whenever you step outside the door. It would be wise to not mow the lawn when your neighbor's sitting in the lawn chair outside, right? That doesn't necessarily mean you're giving your neighbor power over your life. Instead, you might be empowering yourself to have a good day. The distinction would be that you say, I'm choosing not to go outside right now because I'm protecting my inner peace. Instead of saying, I can't even go outside because my neighbor fights with me. And finally, warning sign number 5 is you allow somebody to negatively influence your behavior. Being surrounded by a lot of negativity can lead to the, if you can't beat them, join them mentality. If everybody around you is lying and cheating and stealing, you might feel like you have to jump on the bandwagon just to stay afloat. Or maybe you lash out at people, or you start getting kind of passive aggressive sometimes because you're trying to take back control. But no matter what you do, if your behavior isn't in line with your values, you're giving other people power over your actions. Okay, so those are the 5 warning signs to be on the lookout for that could tell you you're giving negative people way too much power over your life. But now let's talk about what do you actually do when you notice that's happening. Because there are ways to take back your power, healthy ways. And even if you can't physically distance yourself from somebody, you can always set healthy boundaries and prevent them from draining your mental strength. You can also set some rules for yourself. So here are three things that can help you take back your power. Number one, change your language. The language that you use is really powerful, so pay attention to it. Replace the language with words that show you're taking personal responsibility. So for example, if you tend to think or you say out loud, "My mother-in-law drives me crazy," remind yourself that you're actually in control of how you feel and how you respond to her. Even if she's not the nicest person on the planet, she doesn't have the power to drive you crazy. Or when you think that your coworker wastes all of your time, remind yourself that's an opportunity to set a boundary. When you try to blame your boss for making you work late, remember that it's actually up to you how late you work. There might be a consequence if you don't work late, but it's up to you. Your language is powerful. So whether you think it or you say it out loud, reframe it into a way that shows that you're empowering yourself moving forward. Number two, change the channel in your brain. When you get caught up in that loop where you just keep thinking about something dreadful that already happened, or you're thinking about somebody that you don't want to see, or imagining how horrible it's going to be to see that person later, change the channel in your brain. Get up and go do something to distract yourself. You might even give yourself a quick puzzle to solve or a project to work on. Decide that you aren't going to give that person more mental real estate by thinking about them more or talking about them. Commit to thinking about something better. And number three, change your focus. You have to get purposeful and proactive about where you want your energy to go. Because if you aren't, remember, these energy vampires will just take it from you. Focus on the kind person in the room or shift your attention to helping somebody who needs a hand. Once you stop fueling the fire, you'll find that the person becomes less important in your life. And you can proactively make your friends and your family members and the more positive people the focus of your energy. So keep that in mind. Focus on what you can control: your thoughts, your feelings, and your behavior. So pay attention to the times when you're thinking too much about negative people, you're talking about them, you're letting them take a toll on your emotions, you're letting them limit your life, and you're giving them the power to have a negative influence on your behavior. Now remember, we all do this sometimes. But when you catch yourself doing it, take a step back and empower yourself. Remember the three things that you can change. Change your language, change the channel in your brain, and change your focus to the more positive people. Make it a conscious effort to give negative people less power over your life and watch what happens. I guarantee you'll become a happier, healthier, and stronger person. Thank you for hanging out with me today and for listening to Mentally Stronger. If you know somebody who could benefit from learning more about mental strength, share this episode with them. Simply sharing a link could help someone feel better and grow stronger. And if you want even more content, make sure to subscribe to Mentally Stronger Premium. And as always, a big thank you to my show's producer, who's never the most negative person in the room, Nick Valentine.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or YAP, like it's often called by my YAP fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.